Hello?
Hi, is this Julia? Can you hear me?
Yes,
Hi, Julia. It's Natalie calling from MMA Legal. Is this a convenient time to speak?
Yes, it's fine. Yeah, thank you.
Lovely. Considering to be compliant with data protection, can you please provide me with your date of birth and your address, please?
It's the 2nd of March, 1974.
Yeah, and your address?
It's 86 Balfour Round.
Lovely, that's brilliant. Thank you. So I just need to make you aware that if there's any safeguarding during the call, I would need to make a referral to the local authority. But we'd discuss that with you in the first instance, and that all our calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm calling today just to gather some more information to record the impact of your time in care for your application for Scottish redress. What age did you go into care, Julia?
I'm not actually too sure. I've had just I didn't think of primary school yet, then I'd first been in about 4 or 5 of us, I think.
Okay. And do you remember what local authority you were placed with?
Do you mean what care home?
No, the local authority. So I think you were placed with Nazareth Health.
Yeah, I've been based, but I've been in a couple, but this is
Yeah.
the one I'm talking about.
Is that was that under Aberdeen Council?
I'm sure that was it, Bill. I don't know, again, because I've never looked at it where it is. It's just, I don't know if there's one in Glasgow, but I was born in Glasgow.
You were born in Glasgow, yeah?
Yeah, but I don't know if there's one based in Glasgow. Or if it was the Aberdeen one I was in, I don't know if there's more than one.
Let me write that down. Possibly was a Nazareth Health in Glasgow. When you were 4 or 5, when you were placed into care, did you live in Glasgow at the time?
Yes.
Have you ever been known by any other names?
No.
Any nicknames at all?
No. Julia. My name is Julia, but it gets shortened by Julie. That's about all.
Okay, let me put that down. So sometimes they might call you Julie, mightn't they?
Yours was already either then, but I just was just use my real name, now it's Julia.
Yeah.
They use that automatically.
Is your surname still the same?
Yeah.
McNair, yeah.
McNair.
McNair, sorry. So I've got MCNAIRN.
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect, lovely. So care settings I've got down, a Nazareth House. We're querying whether that's in Aberdeen or Glasgow. And then Bells Hill Children's, I don't know what that is, but Children's Home.
Children's Home, yes. Can they get past as well? I've been in there.
Let me just put this down. And that moves.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure I have.
And where was the other one, sorry?
I don't know. I
You
don't know.
mentioned another one. You said Nazareth
Oh, Bells Hill.
Yeah.
Bells Hill. That's in Bells Hill, just outside Glasgow, South Lanarkshire.
And have you been in anywhere else?
Carnegie Park. I don't know where that is.
Can you say
Carnegie? Carnegie.
Caign.
I don't know. I don't know how to spell it.
Carnegie Park, is it? And was that a care home?
Yeah.
And what years were you there? Can you remember?
I don't know. I don't know.
Was it before Bells Hill or after?
It's a longer memory. I don't know if it was maybe before. I don't know. It could have been. I'm really not sure. I don't have much exists in my head at all. I don't think I remember it.
Yeah.
It's just a name. It exists still.
Okay. And whereabouts was that one? Can you remember?
No, I've no idea, no.
Okay. And what school did you attend whilst you were in care?
I did go to a primary school for, I don't know, many visits. I don't know. I went to a school and I don't think I was there for long. I don't know the name of that.
Okay, that's not a problem. And who are you registered with for your GP practice at the moment?
I'm Russell. I don't know how she's done that surgery anymore, but...
Okay, what's the surgery called?
Gary, what's the surgery called for the doctor?
Gary.
Morgan Glen has.
And whereabouts is that?
It's been what called South Lancashire.
Lovely, thank you. Do you have any professionals supporting you at the moment?
No.
Okay. Have you got any mental health diagnosis?
Yeah.
What's your diagnosis?
I'm borderline,
personality disorder.
Anxiety, just lost my son and my sister and that, and I'll be back.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
But I've no support hospitals of my family. My parents' family's all passed away, so,
Would you like me to give you the local telephone number for some talking therapy to maybe...
Do you know, it took me a Risby Citizen's advice and for a while there after my son passed because it was negligent of the doctor because of it he passed it. And I was going through the doctor as a sort of advice for advice, obviously.
Have you heard of cruise?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
They referred me to cruise.
Yeah.
And it took me over 12 months to get an actual appointment with them. So when it came to the time to get the appointment, because my telephone didn't accept their phone number.
Okay. Can I give you the phone number that I've got? See if you can...
This is the phone that they're trying to get through to. So I did have a debate. I've been trying to get in touch with you. I've waited on the waiting list for over 20 weeks. It was over the 20 weeks I've waited to get an answer for them to join us. Now, but I knew that this was just recent. I said, maybe they're telling me a landline that you can contact because of networks and I've paid you without the support. You know what I mean? My family's already passed away.
Yeah.
I've never had the chance to say goodbye to them, but I need the support of the crews, and they're just not available because they're...
Let me give you another number, Julia. They do talking therapy, so you can give them a call.
I could get a try there.
Yeah, let me just bear me for a second, I'm just trying to... So, there's two numbers I can give you, so if you're struggling like with your grief and your mental health, you can always call 111 and then press option 2.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just trying to get the telephone number of this service as well. So this number that's come up is 0300.
Uh-huh.
0330 243, and that's Lanarkshire Psychological Services. So they should have some talking therapy as well. So if you explain that you're going through grief and obviously you've got historical trauma, they should be able to support you with that.
Okay. Thank you.
No worries. So I'll just go back to these. Have you ever done any self-harm?
Yeah, I have, and it was a long time ago, but no, it wasn't really. I've tried it recently, but my son was up in a lost game.
So obviously, those thoughts and those feelings...
The thoughts and all that, it's been a big part of my life, yeah. I've just always just had a rubbish life. And,
you've gone through a lot, haven't you, Julia?
I really have.
You know, you mentioned that you've just recently done self-harm. That would be called like a crisis with your mental health. So obviously you could accidentally do something and, you know, it could lead to infection or death. That's like the worst case.
Yeah, but I don't feel that the doctors is a good place to go to these days. Now that everything that's going on. And then plus the fact that they've been involved with getting my son's thing wrong.
You don't have to go to the GP surgery. If you just, after our call today, if you call 111 option 2, they will do a triage over the telephone, and it's possible that they might look at like crisis team support. So it doesn't go, you don't speak to your GP, you directly speak to mental health services.
Okay.
All right. And that is your best route in, if I'm honest. All right, to get that support that you need right now.
I'm just scared that they might try and woke me up or something. I've got to mental health.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So let me explain about when you place under section in mental health, it's not for anything other than your safety, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to make sure that you are well and okay. If you can't keep yourself safe at home, that would probably be the best place for you to get the right treatment and support. And you mentioned at the moment you haven't got that support, but they only do that in the instance where you really can't keep safe. It's more likely that they'll give you some community support at home.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So try not to worry about that. And I know you've got historical trauma about things, being locked away and things, but it's very different these days, I can assure you that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it would be the very last option that you'd be placed under section.
Okay?
All right. So if we go back to the historical self-harm, what age do you think you started that?
Probably as far as I remember, I was about maybe 18, 19.
And what does it include?
Drugs.
Any cutting yourself or anything like that?
Yep.
So, where do you cut yourself?
Not recently, this is all. This has been way in the past.
Yeah, so you've cut your wrists. Have you done any other self-harm, like burning yourself? Picking at your skin?
I've picked my skin for the last, one about my eyebrows. I've picked all my eyebrows away. I've got a big scar that has been across my full forehead.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, I've got a patch at the side of my head that I still pick it. It's still, it gives me my eye and it's stuck my eyebrows. So, I just keep picking the tweezers. Because it's there now,
the obsession is there, isn't it?
24/7. It's 24/7, I'm picking this.
See, when you ring up that 111 option 2, make sure you tell them all of this as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Have you experienced thoughts of ending life?
Yeah.
And what age did that start?
Probably a bit teenager.
So, about 13?
A bit 18 or something, maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
Didn't have the greatest life when I was younger again, but I don't know. I don't think I was that brave. I don't know.
It's alright, take your time. Okay. It's alright. So are you still experiencing them thoughts at the moment?
No, I think they're getting it down still, and I'm still grieving. It's only been 2 years. My second son's anniversary is here to come this month.
Yeah, and it's always hard, isn't it, around the anniversary?
My sister as well, she was just in February for Valentine's Day, so I've lost the two of them within 2 years. My mum was just before that, and
a lot of losses,
isn't it? There's a lot of historical things. My brother killed my big brother, and then came into prison, coming out and taking his own life, and then another brother's gone to Aberdeen, and then his girlfriend went to court as well for, that was another case, but she helped him pass because she didn't help him pass. She took to court because he said it was under killing him because he helped him with a drug, a needle. So that went to court. Sorry, not because now they were using drugs.
Who was that?
My brother, his ex-partner.
So he went to prison for that?
No, he did killed. His girlfriend used the drug and it killed him. And they got in the judge's eyes, it just looked like in their eyes they're helping each other. And that's why using drugs. She helped him use a needle somewhere.
So she got charged?
Well, she didn't get charged at the end of the day. It was just another period that we did have to go through with my court, they have to go through my older brother, killing my wee brother, my youngest brother, and then my middle brother went to Aberdeen, met a girl. She started going on heavy drugs like the needles. So she helped him take a needle somewhere, wherever it was, or whatever, but she was getting took to court for that because he died.
Right.
The judge says, and junkies' eyes, they think they're helping each other then, that.
Yeah.
So she never actually got charged with the charge.
Yeah, okay. You have had a lot happen, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been kidnapped and everything, and you know what I mean? I have been through a lot, in a house fire, I've been in a crash, everything. I just feel it's never ending with me.
But you mentioned being kidnapped. Who was that by?
That was a stranger. By, I don't know, a stranger.
How old were you when that happened?
Probably 10 or something, 11, around about there or something.
So that was when you were in care?
No, I was staying with my mum back then.
Right. Okay. And what happened then?
I lived with my close when I was young. And my best friend stayed up the next close. And I was going up for her to commit to play.
Yeah.
And there had been a man at Charlton, the downstairs neighbour's door.
Yeah.
And I says to the man, the one with me in because I'd just been working out in a taxi and she was in a wheelchair. And he says, are you up? And she's already in the taxi. And I says, oh, could you put a note for your door kind of thing? Maybe no word by word, but this was the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I break his motor. And he said, just sit down with your man. Next thing I remember, I was took away, and I was took to, I didn't know at the time, this was called the Glasgow Green, you know, what a big park.
Yeah.
I was took there. And it wasn't until I went to high school, when we used to go on my lunch break, I recognised the wee toilet that I was parked up. It was like a wee hut, and it was, it'd all been bricked up, the doors, so it wasn't usable anymore. I recognised when I was a child, I knew that I was kidnapped when I thought I'd be last year, I knew I was kidnapped. I didn't know where this place was that I was took until I was a teenager and I went to high school. And I recognised the wee hot house. It was an old toilet. And I was like, this is where I was put when I was a wee last year when I was younger. And I recognised exactly the wee hut that was sitting outside in the car.
And what happened when the person came?
Well, the man broke, he did bring me back home again, Esther. I didn't get raped. I got assaulted, and after they brought me back home, they kind of dropped me over on the main road, just like the back of my house. You could see, so I was walking around, they gave me a bundle of change. And I'm in the house, and my mum's cleaning her kitchen window, and she was like, oh, there's she been? Back there, but things like that, and I'm like, I didn't know about the driver. And I just did that kind of stuff, but in the other shoes, it was a matter of you. I was like, I didn't know about the driver, in case you hit me. And then she realised that I'd all this kind of change in my horn, and I said, I found it in the big track. I'd lied to her, and I said, I found it on the big back, where the big boys play football. It's like, then you find all that change in the big back, that's a lie, where you been? So I ended up telling her, my gran took me at the police station the next day, or that night, I think it was actually. She took me down to London Road to the police station, but I was a wee bit shy at the time, I didn't want to talk about it. That was the end of it, really. I didn't bring it up because one day I did bring it back up when I came home to school at lunchtime one day. I must have just discovered that you had or something like that then about the time I was talking to the school pals about it. And I thought, I said, Mum, when I kidnapped you when I was in your last age, you'd laugh flat on my face. Don't ever talk about the business to anybody kind of thing that she told me. So it kind of silenced me after that. I didn't want to talk about it, and I didn't talk to my mum about it, or I didn't want to bring it back up again. I was embarrassed for talking about it in the first place. It makes you feel embarrassed about it, you know what I mean, for telling my parents about it, so.
So, that number, 111, after you spoke to me, give them a call and tell them all of that as well, and say that you've never spoke to people about it, and you need to have that conversation and that support. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever received any hospitalisation for your mental health?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had any therapy or counselling before?
I've tried a wee bit of counselling, but my mental health, I wasn't wanting to get out the door. I used to go and visit them.
Yeah.
My mental health didn't want me to get out the door, and I've had that anxiety for a very long time. I don't go out the door. I've no stepped outside the door to put my son's funeral.
Okay. So also tell the services that as well when you ring on 111, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure you press option 2 so it takes you through to mental health. Alright? Just putting this down. Do you have any physical health?
Not that I've ever been to, I'm scared to go to hospitals nowadays after COVID and everything else, so I don't really know what's going on inside me, to be fair, that way.
So you've not had a physical health check or anything for a long time?
I've not had nothing, no.
Will you tell 111 that as well? Because you probably need a health check as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you were in care, do you remember going to the hospital at all for anything?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been arrested or any convictions?
I've been arrested, yeah.
Yeah, what age were you when you were arrested?
I think about 18, 19.
And what was that for?
I worked in a football ground, like Circuit Park, and I was smoking in the food. But you were allowed to smoke at one point, and then it changed overnight. Basically, they were told we were losing their jobs if they were caught smoking in the unit. So the boss came in and caught me smoking, and I got sacked. So I sat outside the stadium to get my wage still, and the police were coming to tell me to get away and all that stuff, and I was like, I'm waiting here to then get the football game. But I get done the breach. I don't even think I got charged or anything like that. I think
it
took me to get me away to the stadium, basically. I don't think I was charged for that. And there was a time that I got caught with a bit of cannabis on me.
Okay. What age is that?
Maybe I've got 20 in front of one.
Were you charged with that one?
No. I got it. I get took to court for it, but I sat in the cells all day. And my name didn't get called out, and then they were putting me back into the prison van at the end of the day, and I said, but I've not been called up. And they were like, what? And I've not been called up to court. I sat in the cells, and they just called me up all day for my case.
Yeah.
So they were like, you can't take me home, they can't let you go, kind of thing. And then the court was all shutting up, but we managed to see a woman come lift us to the car park, and they ran out there to say, we'll still get a prisoner sitting here, and she's not been called up, kind of thing, and they gave me a PF really.
So what happened?
It was all sorry?
So they didn't charge you or anything?
No, it was that was the end of it.
Okay, anything else?
No for charges, no police.
Okay, so you mentioned about drugs. What age did you start and what did you start with?
Cannabis.
And what age was that?
Late teenager.
So what's about 16, 17?
Maybe about 18, 19, sorry.
Okay, yeah. And then did you progress from cannabis onto anything else?
Well, when I was on the house fire, I don't know if the doctor gave me Valium or something like that, but I was only about 20 when that happened, 19 or 20 when that happened. But the Valium stopped, and my boyfriend at the time told me to go back to the doctor. But I wasn't taking the Valium, he was just taking himself. But I was getting prescribed Valium back then.
Did you take the Valium, or was it you?
No, I didn't bother. I didn't know it was the boyfriend that took them.
Did you take anything else?
No.
Okay. Have you had any issues with alcohol at all?
Yes.
And what age did you start drinking? Okay. Are you under services at the moment for that support?
No.
Okay. Is that still happening at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you speak to 111, if you look at option 2, speak to them about that as well, because that's something obviously they can support you with as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, could you give an example of what you're drinking, like in a day?
Maybe not every day, maybe every second, maybe every third, 2-3 times a week, maybe 4 sometimes. It's not every single day.
And how much do you drink in that day?
Depends on my mood, really. Really depends on my mood. Because I'm very lonely as well, and it upsets me a lot. I've got 3 kids still, but they're all kind of grown up and dealing with the rain. I mean, stuff with my aunt and they're working and doing the rain things as well, but I don't like to rain on them because I feel that was half the pressure I had when I was younger. Now it's kind of raining on you. So I try to not suffer them too much and my faults or mistakes or whatever. They know I'm suffering and all that.
So can you give me an example, whether it's, you know, is it decent beer, is it 3 cans of beer?
Oh, I was drinking Super Dragons for a while, but I went off here and then back on the vodka.
So how much vodka do you drink a day?
trouble at that, or maybe sometimes it's over.
Okay. And what age did you leave care?
I don't know. Oh, hold on, I should know. 1980 at the moment. Well, maybe I might have left care for maybe about 1980-81.
So I've got Bells Hills Children that you're in there until 1983.
Right, okay. Right, so it was just after that, then I think that was the last home I was in.
So you were 9, is that right?
9.
Because you're 74 born.
Right, so I was born in 74.
That'd be about 9 years old, isn't it?
My wee brother was born in 1980, so I was in care then. I think I was at Bells Hills in 1980, because I remember going with my mum, so she was a big baby. Pregnant there, and that was in 1980.
Yeah, so right, I've worked it out for you, it's not a problem.
Okay.
So, in terms of your advisor with ourselves, would you prefer male or female advisor?
Female.
Female, okay, so what I'll do is I'll allocate you to myself, and I'll be with you for the rest of the time that you're with us, be okay.
Okay.
Do you provide us with consent to get copies of your records from the professionals that you mentioned today and previously the ones that you've mentioned?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
And when we get a copy of your care records, would you like to see them?
Yes, I'd like that for you.
Yeah, that's no problem. Okay, so what will happen is the process is going to take about 10 months. I'm going to be your main point of contact, so if you have any questions, obviously, please do give me a call. If you save this number in your phone, it will come straight through to me if you ring it. If I don't answer the phone, it's usually because I'm on the phone with another call. We're now going to gather the information for your case, so we'll do subject access requests. And then once we've got all that information together, I'll give you a call back. We'll go back through that information, and then we'll put it all together for your case to be put forward to Scottish Redress Panel. You're not required to attend that panel. It is a closed door panel, but you will be aware of the date that it's being held. So as part of our compliance, I need to run through the options with you to make sure that you're clear that you have different options, obviously, apart from ourselves. So one is that you're entitled to do it yourself.
I also attacked my teeth because I'd one that was worse, and my daughter was trying to get my dental appointment as well. But on my own terms now, but for me just to go in one day, I felt good now because my anxiety and depression, I don't go out, so my daughter was trying to get me to go into the get into a dentist, but they wouldn't allow me just to go in on a random day to get my treatment done.
Yeah.
So I'd run it a fist whack and it kept catching off my lip and stuff like that and dragging, and it became really uncomfortable, and I ended up pulling it out. And then before I knew it, we'd drinking just after my son and my sister dying there, I pulled about 9 teeth out of my own mouth. I've got them on a wee box.
That sounds really painful.
I think my heart hurts now, to be honest. I just gave up on myself now, just...
So what I really need you to do is explain that to 111 option 2 when you give them a call.
I'm not really scared about phoning them, to be fair.
Please don't be scared. It can't be any worse than what's happening or happened already, okay, and they're there to support you. You've been through quite a lot. And to do that and be sit on your own doing that, you know, you could have got an infection or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So please, please do give them a call after this call, okay?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to go back to the options. So you can obviously do the sponsoring death claim yourself and research your own evidence. Or you can use a different solicitor in England or Scotland who have accepted a 2000 fee from Scottish Redress. They get that fee if you win or lose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's ourselves, NNA Legal. We can act on your behalf. We've opted out of that fee from Scottish Redress. So we only take the 20% cap fee from your case. That's if you win. If you lose, there's no charge. This means that we're completely independent and we act for you. You're also entitled to a 14-day cooling-off period. Are you happy to wait the 14 days or would you like to proceed immediately?
Just proceed, yeah.
Okay. So you're happy to stay with MMA Legal and proceed immediately? Do you have any questions for me today?
I think I've said quite a bit. I've a lot to come up as well, so probably not get the questions at the top of my head, don't
I? Yeah, you've done a lot of talking today and a lot of things you've sort of explained to me. So obviously I want to make sure that you are safe. So when we finish this call, if you give 111 a call, option 2, and speak to the mental health advisor that you'll go through to, and hopefully they can get some support put in place for you, like in the community at home.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I do have my son. He's my carer, but there's only so much that then you can land on them and on their heads. So I could just do the best bits as well. But
yeah, if you do need to give me a call and remember anything, just give me a call and then we can add that into your case. All right.
Yep.
All right. You take care now, Julia.
What's your name, please, sorry?
Natalie.
Natalie, right, no problem. Thanks very much for calling
that. Take care now. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.